Dig Dog with you. All right, it's Conway's show on KFI AM 640. And joining us, hopefully, we're all connected up, is Mark Thompson.
It's touch and go every week, but thank you. Please be seated, everyone. It's overwhelming.
Right. We're following this chase. I don't have the ability to, have the ability to watch TV while you're working.
Yeah, of course
I do. Watch on Channel 7 right now.
All right.
And you can tell he's in the evening hours, right before the sun goes down, you can tell which direction he's going by where the shadow is on the car. They're waving out of the car right now. I think they're, oh, they're doing a KFI signal. They're signaling, they're doing sign language for KFI. Maybe they're listening. But the shadow is behind the car, so they're going westbound. And Angel, what's going on? When did it start, and how long has it been going on?
Well, I don't know exactly how long it's been going on, but I can
just make it up. Make it up. Okay, Angel, how long has it been going on?
Oh, it's been going on for at least half an hour.
Half an hour. Great. Okay.
At least half an hour. And these guys started off all the way, I believe, on the 15 freeway. I was listening to the area that they've covered so far, even along the 395. So it sounds like if they were on the 395, that means they came down from the high desert.
All right.
And that would come down the Cajon Pass. And now they're on the 60 westbound. They've just rolled through Chino. They're heading into the Pomona area, still on that 60 westbound.
Okay.
And so
I don't see any cops behind them, Tim. Are there cops?
Oh, they're getting off.
Yeah, he's behind him. Oh, he just got off. He's in Diamond Bar at this point.
Yeah, there's a prison out there. Isn't there a Chino Hills prison or Chino prison?
Yeah, he's passed
out. You think this is part of a prison break? Is that what you're saying?
I think he might be going early, right? Going to...
He's been sticking both of his hands out the window as his truck's been moving, by the way. He's just waving both hands right outside the window, and he's making a hard right onto. I'm not sure what
he has his hazard lights on. I don't know what that buys him. Like, maybe the cops are like, okay, he's cool. You know, he's letting people know with the hazard lights. I don't know. It's always a weird thing.
He's on North Diamond Bar Boulevard at this point. Yeah.
Right. That's a truck. Is that what that is? It looks like a truck, huh?
Yeah, it's pickup.
Passing one of my favorite wiener schnitzels right there on the right hand side. Now a U-turn.
Oh, you're right. There are a bunch of cops behind him.
Oh, now there are, yeah. It's like the Keystone Cops when they all do that U-turn.
Yeah.
He has windshield wipers on, too, for some reason.
Yeah, multiple times on the freeway he had that thing going.
Yeah.
He's heading into the sun, so, you know, he's got to clean that windshield.
Right.
Well, you know, he can't flash his lights on and off at you, Timmy. He's got to tell you he's listening somehow.
I know he's listening, though, because he came from Victorville. And what other station do you listen to in Victorville?
Yeah.
Nothing, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how we can tell if he's listening. I don't want to ask him to put his hands out the window again. That might seem dangerous. I don't know. Maybe he can call us, right? Well, that might be dangerous, too.
Getting back on the freeway, huh?
Yeah, now he's getting back on. You can tell by the shadow right now he's going northbound. Whatever freeway he's on, it's north. Unless that shadow moves. Okay, now he's going east. So he's going northeast. Whatever freeway. Is that the 60?
Might be the 60 70.
Eastbound.
Okay, 60 eastbound. All right. And then he's going back, maybe back up to Victorville, right? He's done with L.A. It looked like there were more than one person in that car. Did it seem like it? With his hands out the window? Looked like there was a girl in the back. There's more girls up in that car. Call 911.
Yeah, it's got one of those full cabs, too, so it's got passengers in the back of that pickup.
Oh, boy. All right. Is it stolen? Is that what's going on? Oh, it's a murder suspect. Oh, boy. Oh, it's a big one, right? And he's on the shoulder right now. Eastbound 60. So if you're one of these 900 trucks on that road.
Yeah, he's riding that shoulder.
You know what? I got to stop for a second. For all the trucks that I encounter on freeways, yet I go to stores and they're out of everything. You know?
Like, they're in the trucks.
Yeah, well, get those trucks moving, right? Get this guy off the road and get these trucks moving. There should be a 2-week period where it's only trucks delivering goods that I use. And that's it. I don't want to seem selfish. Eh, it might come off selfish. I don't know.
He's putting himself in heavy traffic by getting all the way over to the carpool lane now going east on the 60.
And if he's alone, that's another ticket.
Watch how he darts across traffic. This guy's insane.
Oh,
and
wow.
What does he have covered up in the bed of his truck?
Well, if he murdered someone, I wouldn't sweat the cutting across lanes of traffic part.
You know, Angel, you're seeing this chase before we are.
Oh, I am?
Yeah. Because I'll tell you right now how I know. Because you knew that he was going to swerve across those lanes before we saw it. Tell us when he goes under another overpass. You tell us when that is.
Okay.
And I'll tell you that we're about 4 or 5 seconds behind you.
Okay.
Like right now, it looks like he's slowing down, but you've already seen that.
Well, what lane is he in?
He's in the emergency lane.
He's in the shoulder, on the right.
Okay, yeah, that's what I see also.
All right.
I'm looking at, he's passing a bunch of trucks right now.
Okay. Well, now we see the trucks. Okay, yeah, so you're a couple of seconds ahead of us. You must be watching it on rabbit ears or getting it through satellite.
Yeah, I'm watching it with the rabbit ears and extended tinfoil.
That comes to your TV quicker than cable. I don't know why. It just does.
That's right.
A couple of seconds. Because you're getting it directly from Mount Wilson. Ours is going through a cable system, and then they're delivering it to us. Thank God. So we're watching this high-speed chase eastbound on the 60. Murder suspect. So if you're on that 60 eastbound, you see a lot of cops following this truck. That's what's going on, man.
Phillips Ranch Road. You'll see them flying by because he's moving faster than anybody on the main line right now.
Yeah. No, he's got it. Look, there's nobody in that. What is that? The four lane? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, he's on the shoulder.
He's on the shoulder.
It only takes one person stalled on that shoulder to, you know.
Yeah, that's right. They had a chance to kill the party.
All right. Let's find. Oh, go ahead.
What do you think he has covered in the bed of that pickup truck?
Well, he should be. Look, if you're a murder suspect, you got to be obeying all the rules, right? You don't want any of the cops to sniff around.
I'm going to go with milk.
All right. We're going to put the audio up here a little bit here from Bruce Warren, Channel 7.
Point and realize that the game is over because the time for fun and games is clearly long past, and just seeing the driving that we've seen.
Fun and games.
Yeah, fun and games is over.
I didn't realize that there were fun and games going on at any point. Yeah. That's interesting. What part of this whole scenario would you term fun and games?
Well, the murder victim, the fun and games ended a long time ago.
Yeah, the murder's out. Yeah. Right.
He's waving his hands out. Oh, that's from earlier. Okay.
No, that's earlier, yeah.
Plenty of law enforcement officers.
Maybe he was just shaking off the excess hand sanitizer.
Or maybe he's just doing raise the roof that we're coming on the air.
He's throwing stuff out of the truck, too. Dangerous situation. A dangerous driver. I keep seeing him throw multiple things. There, he's throwing more crap out.
Crime stacking up.
Yeah. All right, eastbound 60 still, right, Angel?
Yes.
All right. Man, is that the way the 60 is every night? Are we back to that kind of traffic?
Yeah, you know, there was an earlier crash on the 60 eastbound coming up on Central, and it's just been messed up ever since.
All right, now he's getting off the freeway. Where is he getting off here? At Garvey?
Freeway at the 71. That's the
71.
At the 71.
Oh, okay.
And he might be coming up on a light.
So,
in the next
north or south
seconds,
here.
I can't tell what light that is. Oh, it looks like
this is the fun freeway where there's traffic lights on it, right?
Yeah.
Now going north
and
on
stop
Gary
signs.
Avenue
they have a couple stop signs out there too.
And now northbound on surface streets once again. This is the second time.
Oh, he's passing right by my daughter's work.
The last time he just didn't feel comfortable and ended up turning around, getting back on the freeway. But with all of that traffic, I think he just decided.
Was she with Caltrans?
Get off as soon as he can. And now we find ourselves in the Pomona area.
That's my Texaco.
Into Pomona. Via Gary
All right,
Avenue,
the Motel 6.
That's where
we'll leave afternoon. The light on for you, bud. Come on. Anyway, so he's we got to take a break, but we're going to follow this chase until it ends. It's a murder suspect, and he's going northbound right now. And you can tell by the shadow is on the right side of the car, right? Because the sun is in the west. So he's going northbound on whatever the Gary, whatever street that is.
Yeah, if you take nothing else away from this tonight, take that away from us.
Yes.
Shadows.
You know where
the shadows, I think, is a good little tip.
Yeah, you know what direction he's going, by the shadows. Yeah. But it's got to be, you can only do it in the morning and late afternoon. At night, right. No go. And high noon, very tough to pick out. All right, very good. We're watching. It's Conway and Mark Thompson. We're live on KFI AM 640 with this high-speed chase. More now with Crouch. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Mark Thompson's with us. We're watching this high-speed chase through the streets of, is it Pomona now? They're at, or San Gabriel Valley, right? East San Gabriel Valley?
Yeah, Pomona.
Wow, he's going the wrong way, man. Oh, we just caused that accident. You see that truck? Just hit that car. Oh, man. He's flying. You got to pull this cat over, huh?
He's in the exact area of a guy who was convicted last week from trying to run from cops. I helped convict the guy in court 2 weeks ago, and he was in this exact same area.
Is that right? That's interesting.
Yeah. You might be going back to court for another one of these,
might
dude.
Might be the same guy.
Yeah. All right. Let's pull this guy over, right?
But she got to get a tick. Woo! Pull over, that's too fast. Pull over, that's too fast. Pull over, that's too fast.
I love this.
Pull over.
I got to watch the language on this one.
Jump in the truck, that's like what? And
I don't know. All right, but he's got to pull over, right? I mean, look, we were going to play this song, but I didn't want to steal Gary and Shannon's thunder, right? That's their song. Plus, it's not even Highway Patrol following it, right?
Moving. Never played it on the Conway show before, huh?
Yeah. All right, but I think the modern one is Trina, right? Yeah, he's really moving.
Jenna Ford saying that it started in Temecula and started and went down south towards San Diego before turning around and coming back towards this area.
Oh, wow. Isn't that where that standoff was with that kid with the where they gassed that truck? Isn't that, I think that's the exact off ramp there. No, maybe it's not. But yeah, I think it is. I think it, you know, remember on, it was on, what street was that on? Remember where they shot tear gas into the car and then the kid bailed out?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Diamond Bar Boulevard, right? And I think they were just on Diamond Bar. Go to Diamond Bar. All right, so it's East San Gabriel Valley.
It's on Indian Hill Boulevard now. That's heading up towards my house.
Yeah, they're close to Claremont.
He's moving, man. Yeah. Moving in that pickup. Jeez, man.
Yeah, scary. He's really going. Oh, he just hit it. You see that?
Ooh, hit the dip.
Yeah, he just bottomed that truck out.
This suspect, surprised we didn't see any sparks. Dangerous,
and maybe my eyes are playing tricks on me, but I almost feels like I saw some movement coming from that back seat.
Oh,
yeah, I think it's somebody else in that car.
It almost feels it could have been a reflection.
That's what I thought I saw too.
Oh wait, yeah, I do see something. It could be a reflection.
It could be a reflection.
Hard to tell.
There's some shadows in there. Apologies, but you can see there's clearly two people at the very least inside this extended cab pickup truck and now making another turn onto San Antonio Avenue. So we're basically ending up on...
He's got to watch his gas here, right? This is not great mileage driving. Kind
of yeah, he's covered a lot of miles in this truck. Yeah. So unless he started with a full tank.
Right.
Or maybe just trying
so is he in the area now of the L.A. Fairgrounds?
Yeah, this would be the time to jump.
He's a little bit east of that, I think, on San Antonio. He's heading towards Montclair. He's heading north close to the 10, I think.
The right is...
Oh, he turned right. Okay.
Let me see.
I think here it's coming along.
Hang on a second. I think this is... He says right after this is where we're going to... They're going to throw something. Oh, yeah. He's talking to the guys. Now, watch closely. He's going to throw something into that backyard. It's something dark. Right here. He's slowing down.
Oh, he threw something to a guy he knew. He's on the phone with... Right. The other guy was on the phone.
Oh, did I miss it?
I'm
sorry. I missed it. Yeah. But maybe you guys saw it at home. But he did it. I saw it the first
time. This guy's really hauling ass now.
Yeah, he's moving.
He's got to be going 70 miles an hour on these streets.
The video of him turning in the wrong way.
It's tough to keep track of what stations give you the compass, which is what Channel 7 does, and it also gives you location. And then what channels give you the velocity of the vehicle, you know?
Right. I want the street map one. You know, that one's always cool. But
which one are you watching right now?
I'm watching Channel 7.
There it is.
What are you watching?
I'm on 4, but they got rid of the map. They had it on 4.
These pursuits. Need that map, man.
Watch again.
Yep. Hit me with the map, man.
Can't a brother get some map?
Right. Michael.
Now watch this truck on the right. See, boom, that car hits that truck. That's his fault. That's the guy fleeing the cop's fault.
And still frightening and,
they got to get this guy and pull him over, man. Come on. Let's go. Too fast. Too fast. Yeah. All right. We got to take another break, right? Okay. Bellio's waving her hands here and screaming. All right. We got to take a quick break here. We'll come back with more of this chase. Now this guy is in the middle of the road, passing cars in the resting lane, which is the middle one where you can turn, you know, you can use, go left or, well, I guess just left, right? But now he made a left here and he's going westbound. I don't know what street that is, but he's going westbound now in that area. So we'll come back with this. It's the East San Gabriel Valley, and he's going directly west, looking right into the sun right now. And they say there might be more than one, might be two people in that car.
He said he's also wanted for assault on a police officer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not going to be a fun ending for this chap then. All right, we're live on KFI. It's Conway and Thompson. More now with Crozier. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Mark Thompson's here. We're watching now on Channel 5. It's also on the internet. On Channel 7, Channel 4, and it's on Channel 9 for all you Family Feud freaks out there.
Oh, they preempted the feud?
You're going to have to wait till later.
Oh, yeah. Man.
This is the real-life feud. Let's play the feud.
This is actually on Channel 5, just to note what we were talking about. They give you the velocity of the vehicle and the direction. So,
right now, he's still in San Gabriel Valley.
Like a residential neighborhood.
Yeah, he's making these wide turns.
They are keeping an eye on him. He's right on the border of Pomona and Laverne. He keeps going in and out of Laverne into Pomona and back.
Already on that street, they have flooded the zone.
So it's on Channel 5 and Channel 9 on TV.
Who are basically approaching him from a number
wanted for a he's a murder suspect
through this neighborhood.
Yeah, and there's a lot of folks. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a lot of folks coming out.
And Channel 5 is the
this guy go by, so it's getting
is
a lot of the right now
the channel where they you're going to see it first.
There.
Everybody else is in a couple of second delay.
Also, just a second
that's
ago,
not true. Yeah, no, yeah. Channel 5 and Channel 9 are right on this on time.
Kind of
on the internet, for some reason, it's delayed a little.
Did you see him just pull through that filling station?
Yes!
Yeah, that's a classic move, actually.
Yeah. Also a classic name for a gas station, the filling station. I like that.
You're right. That's a throwback to 1956.
Get some petrol.
Well, I thought he was going to try to, you know, bust a move and get some fuel in that car, like we've seen other people do.
Bust a move is a throwback to the 1988.
Yeah. Until they decide I don't know what happened with that headache last night, but man, it's taking you back 40 years.
It has. I forget a couple of hours and I gain like all this history. Pulling into
gasoline station.
He thinks he's lost the police or maybe just using this to cut through the parking lot. He's cutting through. He's cutting through the parking lot. Back
all right,
on
I'm
going to
pause
Gabby.
Mine here.
Yeah, the picture doesn't match the
yeah,
video.
Way late, man. Yeah. All right, we're going to go with either Channel 5 or Channel 9. Your pick, Russ. All right, Channel 5.
Jump on Channel 5. Yeah, you got it. You had it.
Here we go.
Miles an hour on surface streets. If you are in
Michael
the
Ullman, right?
Area,
Michael.
Mike Ullman.
Indoors, Mike Ullman.
If you can. This is his head turns downtown.
Unpredictable nature.
Now he's going eastbound.
The danger to the motoring public and to pedestrians
wow, he's really moving, man.
Is off the charts at this point, driving at this speed. And as you approach sunset, visibility becomes an issue. But the sheriff's department is not.
Ooh,
not
completely going wrong
oh,
the other
boy.
Way.
Look at them
I know exactly
right
where he's at,
tail,
too.
Colton. Is that right?
And yeah, yeah.
To your point,
he was heading right into the Claremont Village. Now he's heading south. Looks like
yeah, you're right.
Town.
He's heading little, south, yeah, because of the shadow. You're right, dude.
So he's coming up on the 10 in a little bit.
As it makes their way through the intersection.
Well, isn't there
here,
a, like a Chinese food and fried
donut place?
And
yes.
Donut shop place?
Yep, right there on Arrow and Town.
Turns, yeah.
Easy ways through these streets. Wrong ways of the street. Very, very
right next to that Orange Julius.
Looks like he went on, a, went on
oh,
Arrow.
I love Orange
yep, now he's going west on Arrow.
From town.
Heading back towards Gary.
It's, look at you know with this neighborhood.
That's my whole neighborhood. Yeah.
Put the public even more dangerous. This continues at these high rates of speed. We've seen how this suspect
is going to pass a lawn bowling place on the right there.
Make certain turns.
On his right?
They have lawn
yes.
Bowling?
You can see the sheriff.
Yeah, believe it or not. Lawn bowling is huge out there.
Police are involved in this pursuit. It looks like this might be Pomona Police.
Are you a lawn bowler?
Not myself, no.
Wow, that seems like something you may want to get into. I think that could be a cool little league.
It's yeah. Fun.
Yeah, it's outside, you know?
Right. And it's a young hip sport to get into.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, if they serve
the
beer
young
at them, all right.
Young 82-year-olds.
Spry.
Yeah, Crozier by 100 years is young as guy there.
CHP officers in the area, just in case they can be of assistance.
That means I'll win all the bets.
But a lot of agencies out here monitoring this pursuit. You see another SUV with its red and blue lights there. More an undercover agency from.
He just passed all the cops going the other way.
Undercover vehicle from the Riverside
That's
County.
So Keystone
agency.
Cops.
This guy has got to be low on gas.
This pursuit.
Yeah, coming from fast. Temecula down to San Diego and then back up here.
Tell not.
Remember the one chase where the guy went in and filled up the car and then continued?
But Pomona police.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Taking over that.
All right, now he's going northbound.
And that's,
southbound.
Southbound. I'm sorry, southbound.
He's right coming up on the 10 in a little bit.
They're great at their pursuits, but this is a little bit out of their territory. And bringing in a primary unit from.
Is that the sheriff's helicopter following it? I think it is.
Is a great
LA County Sheriff.
Sheriff's, as that unit knows the area, that unit knows the streets.
They're talking about you, Crow. Where, that unit.
You know. In,
that unit knows these streets. So he's coming up on the 10?
Yes, sir.
So it's a great option for them to bring in that extra help from an agency.
He'll hit an intersection here right
to
before.
Assist with this pursuit now coming. We're still on town.
There he goes. Ooh. He's going to get on the freeway. Well, no, he's going to.
Westbound on, sorry, at Laverne from town. And you see another unit there from the area.
Yeah, he's really flying,
doing,
man.
It's known in the industry as Code 100. But essentially what it means is they have a unit staged in the area just in case the pursuit comes to an end. But they also assist with traffic control. Now, this vehicle is going at very high rates of speed on surface streets. And
is he paralleling the 10 now, Crow?
Yes. Like he's just north of the 10 paralleling. It was heading towards Pomona Valley Hospital, but it made that right going north.
There's a very aggressive cop on him now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Officer Thompson, Officer Conway just going to wrap this thing up, Sarge.
Stay as safe as possible in their
must be a local guy who's pissed. Passes.
So is that what we saw earlier? And we just saw why it's so needed as it went through that other control.
So again, it's a high-speed chase
almost going into that light pole.
In Pomona.
Still about 70 miles an hour here on Orange Grove.
Northbound on Orange Grove.
Meadow. Here in the Pomona area, we've made our way from Laverne back to Pomona. And we'll see what happens here as we come up back on Arrow Highway. We've been here before.
He just made a big circle.
Eastbound Arrow from.
He's got to be familiar Orange with this Grove. Area.
Oh, there's that lawn bowling place.
Still going about 60.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, just passed
5 miles an hour now. But very, very dangerous situations.
Is that what all the bleachers are for? The lawn bowling?
Yes, the huge crowds.
Very often is those dispatchers. And you see people out
on
the street.
I think they put a spike strip down. There's two cops there.
At the different agencies, coordinating between those agencies, finding as much info on the suspect as they can.
Uh-oh. This might be a dead end here, huh?
He went into some hairy neighborhoods there.
Oh, he's coming out.
And they're very, very helpful.
He's on an alley, yeah. Those would be cops. Cops at the end of this alley. Oh, he might have got himself euchred here.
Oh, he may have.
Got into a,
No, he's out.
Yeah, he got into it through a parking lot.
It looked like he turned into
There's the aggressive cop.
Parking area.
There's that tan aggressive cop.
Should have pitted him right there.
But that Pomona unit, still primary, jumping back in. But they have officers and deputies all over the area here. Now, wrong way here on town, coming up on Indigo, almost jumping down that.
Wow.
That,
wrong way.
Railroad track.
Why was he doing that? There's no need to do that. There's no traffic.
Vehicles off the road, but the officers
coming up on Bonita here.
Side of the road because
that's not in his right mind. I'm gonna go out on a limb.
They'll try to follow.
Man, he's staying on
the really on the wrong side of the road here.
Someone's gonna get hit and killed here, man. This is unbelievable.
Stopped there for that light, but now that we're coming up,
it just makes me nervous watching this guy. Man.
Now he's coming up on
this intersection.
He's coming up on Foothill Boulevard.
Look at him. He doesn't need to be on that side of the street.
This is in the area. He's pulling off to the side of the road.
A cop's
very, very
not going to follow him.
For all these drivers down here in Pomona, as we go on to this pursuit, going for more than.
But he knows that
now,
cops aren't going to go on that side of the street. That's why he's doing
right,
it.
Maybe,
I
right.
Or, sorry, the west end of San Bernardino, Riverside County, as well as the east part.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he definitely is not
involved, still
into lawn bowling.
All we're hoping right now is this
not a chap you'd see down at the lanes.
The
grassy lanes.
All right, here's Foothill Boulevard that he's crossing now in town. He's getting on Foothill going west.
Now he's on the right side of the street.
To the west on Foothill, it looks like.
Crozier!
He needs a
right side of the road
heavy dose of Thompson and Conway.
Yeah,
that's what he
needs.
There's
my bar. There's my gas station.
Crozier's nailing these streets, man.
I know. This is Crozier's home court.
He's heading towards Russell now.
There's another one of your bars.
Yeah, he did pass the favorite bar.
You know that area, too?
Highbrow.
Yeah, I live right down the street from there, too.
Is that right?
Highbrow?
Oh, yeah, the highbrow.
Yes, sir.
Is that a sort of a tongue-in-cheek type of name for the bar?
Yes, very much so.
Very much so. Oh, he's on the
sidewalk. Oh, he's on the curb. He went up on the curb.
What's the name of the bar? Highbrow.
Highbrow.
That's a great name.
in some
You'll have a story to tell at the highbrow tonight. Of course, they're not open.
Oh, they might be that.
They're open,
there,
but yeah, I haven't been there in years.
From Riverside County,
so now he's going north on Gary, which kind of, that's really residential, and he could get onto the 210 at some point. He's got to go down another side road here.
Very high speeds, and has settled in, this driver has, in the Pomona Claremont area on surface streets for the last
was it was the highbrow before or and or both and before and after lawn bowling
that would have been well yeah both before and after
yeah, all right.
Get a little before, go both. Oh, it looks like he came to an immediate stop.
Is he a dead end?
No, there's a turn up there, but he flipped around.
Have to assume this driver is armed at this point.
Well, with that murder,
man, this is an unbelievable chase. This might go on all night.
Down that road too.
There is that possibility. Now, really high rates of speed up to about 95
and the wrong way.
Miles an hour, wrong way in that center median now here southbound on Gary from Live Oak.
He's going to come right up on Foothill, and there's going to be traffic.
This guy's suicidal, man. He's going to get killed doing this.
Possibly box in the suspect, especially.
Oh, we got a break. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back with this chase. Conway Thompson, more now with Crozier. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. KTLA and KCAL are showing this chase. It's Conway and Thompson, by the way. Going right by a Pep Boys, and now we're into Juwan's neck of the woods.
Oh.
You know that Pep Boys, Juwan?
Yes, sir. I got an air freshener from there not too long ago.
You got an air freshener?
I got an air freshener from there not too long ago.
Was it a tree?
It doesn't matter what is said for the rest of the night. That is the line of the night.
That's great. Wow. Really, he must have, you know, made a killing at the track or something.
You got to warm up with an air freshener, Tim. Then you get into the big stuff.
All right. That only means one thing. There had to be a date involved. Right. There's
It's the pre-date air freshener?
Yeah.
Sweet young thing.
That's right. Yes. Anyway, we're following this chase. They're going to a parking lot now. And I can't tell what this is. A little mini mall there. Oh, it looks like he might be parking. No, he's
sort of box the suspect in, but we'll see what happens here.
Oh, he's going to maybe. Oh, he's at 99 cent store.
Tight turn,
he hit that truck.
Seen an accident, but that truck there just trying to stop, get out of the way, and now it
wasn't successful at that. How about that? You know, you go to the 99 cent store. You know, you got $4 left to buy sausages or something for your dog or
air freshener.
Yeah, air freshener. And then some guy comes in and plows into you.
I mean, he must have 11, 12, even 15 cop cars trailing him. I don't understand when you have him in a situation where he's in a parking lot, why somebody doesn't just, maybe it's just too dangerous to pull in front of him. I don't know.
Maybe the guys ultimately like the chase, though, you know?
Yeah, it could be.
Tired of, you know, dealing with homeless guys.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't want to wrap it up because you got to see the alternative, right?
Right. Then the alternative is, you know, guys take a leak on my yard. Can you come by? Well, look at it. All the people out on the street. It becomes like a local celebrity, you know, when they do these chases.
Going down an alley, this is...
Did you see that he kept throwing stuff out the window again?
Yeah. Which is probably... Like, I carry 50 fake toy guns with me in the car in case I'm ever in a chase.
Yeah.
I just start, you know, every block I toss one out. And the cops have to stop and pick it up.
No, earlier when I was watching this pursuit, I don't remember what channel it was that I was watching, but the guy in the helicopter goes, no, he's turned down an alley. And the anchors at the desk go, yeah, that does look like an alley. I mean, both of them commented on it. You know, that is an alley.
It's great. When you're doing that filling time dance, it can be a bit rough.
Yeah, especially when your whole life has been reading.
That's true.
Yeah. Hard to sit there and pursuit to a
faster end, but right now vamping is an art, man.
It is. That's why radio people are good at it.
Oh, this now. Oh, these guys are running from him now. Look at that. Oh, did you see the one guy hide behind his wife? The guy came by and he took his wife and he put his wife in front of him. That guy's been married. That guy's been married at least 20 years. That's not a newlywed.
He's pulled into this mall right by this donut shop. Look at this.
There.
But this is just getting more and more dangerous.
That's
by the
back
second
in the same parking lot where he hit the truck.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The 99 cent store, yeah.
Through this parking lot here at Causeway.
Jeez, look at this. Unbelievable.
Walking through the parking lot as they would.
He doesn't really have a plan, an exit strategy, doesn't appear.
This driver with no real pattern.
Look at this other guy that just gets in the parking lot, doesn't know what's going on. 9,000 cops flying around with their lights and sirens on. He just, oh, I'll stop in. What the hell? Doesn't look
like. And helicopters over.
Right.
As if any of this is going to make a difference.
They're, the cops ran. Oh, done.
He didn't
that
see that
strong.
Guy? Out of all the guys he didn't see?
He nails
strong.
The front of an 18-wheeler.
He didn't see that dude?
Whoa.
Oh, my God. He missed bicycles and cats and dogs, and he didn't see a building. Wow, look at that truck trying to get
the
hell out of there.
That's a baller move. He pulls up to totally box him in.
I think he's trying to get the hell out of there.
He hit a truck on the way out, and the truck pulled up, actually, so now he's completely blocked in.
Somebody got out on the passenger side of the truck.
I don't think that truck's going anywhere, though.
I love truckers. That was such a great move that he did to box that guy in.
Yeah, because the guy could have, had the, you know, and we've seen it before, gone around him, even with the vehicle sort of damaged, but he now doesn't have that option.
And that truck driver, that big rig, he pulled forward, I think, enough, because we had heard that this guy might be armed. And I think that big rig driver pulled forward enough to where he wasn't in danger of getting shot at. He got out of that big rig and just walked away.
So smart. Yeah.
He's like, here's how you do it, boys.
So now you have all those 11 cop cars and, you know.
They have a good viewpoint into the vehicle. You can see.
You have them completely encircling him, you know, the suspect.
You know, it must not be his car because his wipers are still on. You know, he couldn't figure out the button to shut them off.
Look at the car that's directly behind the pickup truck. K-9 unit.
Oh, yeah.
Bring in the doggy.
Yeah, that dog came out almost immediately, too.
Where is this? What's the San Antonio Avenue? That's Pomona?
Yeah.
Hey, Juwan, is this near you? Do you recognize that? That gas station?
No,
you do?
Yeah,
oh, that's great, dude. Yeah, there's somebody in the passenger seat.
Those airbags went off in the truck.
Or that's the guy with the marshmallow head.
That's you can see the big white bags that went off. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Guy's got his arms hanging out of the passenger side of that pickup.
There must be at least two people in that pickup.
The door stuck. So
they're on San Antonio Avenue in between Holt Avenue and Monterey Avenue.
This is San Antonio and the 400 block of San Antonio here, right at Holt. We've been here for on this street for a while now, just making its way through that neighborhood. But you can see that passenger there in the red sleeves, arms out. It looks like they're conferring with the officers in some sense with those arms moving.
Wow, look at all the damage. That pickup truck wasn't even going that fast, but man, there's a lot of damage on that truck.
It looked like a really quick game of chicken where the pickup looked like he was going to speed up and kind of go around him, and the guy in the big rig pulled forward to make sure he got hit.
That's wild.
So they can take them into custody. It looks like just there, if we look over the...
there's two people in that car. Arms are out.
It looks like that's his private truck, too.
You know, so that
leads me to believe maybe he didn't try to hit this guy. Maybe he was trying to get out of the way.
Oh, I don't think he was trying to hit him, but once he hit him, he did the baller thing, which is to pull up and box him in.
Right.
You know.
But that truck's not going anywhere. All right, so the woman in the passenger seat, blonde, red shirt, and not the... No more happy hands out the window, though, you know?
She's ducking up, from under that airbag.
And that airbag hurts, right, if you're not wearing your seatbelt.
You do not want those things going off. That's exactly right.
Scares the hell out of you, Tim.
All right, Tim, what is happening now? Like, why now no one can still approach?
I know.
No one can, like, bark orders at these guys?
Not. They're waiting for that guy to get out. Now he's getting out, looks like.
Driver door opening, so luckily that door.
All right, we got to take a break. Now he's getting out of the car. They're getting out, so we'll tell you what happens when we come back. We're live on KFI AM 640.